T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Score!
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah!
Oh, hell yeah.
Joe Buck, how are you?
Hello, Chicago!
The energy! This is downtime now for Joe Buck. Are you in a backyard hot tub as we speak?
I'm looking at one. I'm in a backyard, so you got half of it, right? My boys are inside watching a movie, Tarzan, that came out in 1999.
So you're not going to show them the updated movies? You're going to go back to the old classics?
No. All the old classics are so much better. That's why they're old and that's why they're classic.
Am I so out of touch? No. It's the children who are wrong.
The Johnny Depp, Willy Wonka should be... There should be a town burning of that movie.
Dump them.
That movie was so bad.
Yes.
And the original is probably number one or two in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the redo missed all the heart and everything that made the original great was that Willy was just looking for an honest boy to give the chocolate factory to.
You won! You did it! I knew you would! I just knew you would! Oh, Charlie... Forgive me for putting you through this.
And the round two was just a freak fest.
What was the photograph of Mr. Depp?
It was a photograph of the bed, our bed. And on my side of the bed was human fecal matter.
Hello, Chicago!
One, two, three.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Oh, I'm so excited. NBA free agency is open. Shams v. Woj is underway. Shams jumped out to an early lead, reporting 8 deals on Twitter. He clearly had the tweets locked and loaded. Tampering, dare I say, Adam Silver? And he had some small ones.
Wow.
You know, DeAndre Jordan to the Nuggets. Victor Oladipo back to the Miami Heat.
Isaiah Hartenstein to the Knicks. That's a common Bulls target name that we've heard, the center.
Cross him off then, 2 years, $16 million. And I was like, oh, Shams, you're doing the small ones. But then he gets Devin Booker, finalizing the 4-year Supermax with Phoenix, and with the little nugget that Devin Booker is going to be the cover athlete for NBA 2K2023.
My God, they're all out. Adrian Wojnarowski just gave us that Bradley Beal has agreed to a 5-year, $251 million Supermax with the Wizards.
All the Supermax guys, Jokic has signed his Supermax or agreed to it. I'm expecting that within moments we're going to have Ja Morant accepting an extension with the Grizzlies. All the guys who could sign Supermaxes, those never get turned down.
Do you remember when NBA reporter Shams reported first that Donald Trump had COVID? You don't think he's going to break the majority of these? He beat every news outlet in the world telling us that Donald Trump had COVID.
That's true.
He'll win today.
You think so? You got Shams over Woj.
Yes.
That would have been unthinkable.
70-30.
That would have been unthinkable,
wow,
2 years ago.
Well,
so,
who's going to keep tabs on that? Who's going to...
Shane.
Okay.
I'm so busy, though.
It's understandable.
Yeah, you are.
Here's one for Woj. Anfernee Simons has agreed to a 4-year, $100 million contract extension to stay in Portland. Okay, look, some of these we're not going to care about.
No, some of these we're not going to care about. Here's what you will care about, though, Bulls fans. From the aforementioned Shams Charania Stadium and a whole bunch of other places is where he does his reporting.
This is what he said you could expect about Zach LaVine's timeline.
Starting off with Zach LaVine, he's going to speak with the Bulls tonight, and they're going to make an offer, and those sides will talk in the lead up to free agency later tonight, tomorrow. I do not expect Zach LaVine's decision to be a night one decision. He's going to take some time to deliberate. He's going to have max offer sheets potentially in the marketplace as well.
Well, so if he's going to take some time, and I don't begrudge him that, but usually that time can be taken, you know, with tampering in the last few days, that kind of thing. So if he's going to take some time, does that hamstring the Bulls a little bit here, not knowing exactly what's going to happen?
They should obviously. Basically what that means is he's going to take meetings, is he's going to want to actually get wined and dined. And
so they're going to have to operate using just the exceptions that they thought they had, assuming they're going to sign Zach. They have to leave all that room just sitting there.
Yeah, but you have to know, like, that cannot be a surprise to the Bulls. Like, if all of the reporting has been that he's expected to come back, the Bulls should have been operating as if that was an expectation. So you put that money aside for Zach, and then you go about your business. Is it possible that a guy like Hartenstein, right, that they're going to have to wait a minute on? It's possible that's what it causes them to do. But Zach is priority 1, 2, and 3, because if you lose him for nothing, it is a massive, massive, massive setback.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that you'll be sitting here not perhaps bidding on some people that you might have bid on. When a certain free agent, even if it's a mid-level guy, jumps out as somebody who's been discussed with the Bulls, we'll share it with you quickly. PJ Tucker is finalizing a 3-year deal with the 76ers. So that is a 3-and-D guy. He's a veteran, so you know what you're getting with PJ Tucker. That,
if the Bulls would have signed PJ Tucker, my thing would have been, oh, you got what you wanted. That's a win-now move.
That's a win-now move.
That's a win-now move, for sure. And like, they're going to try to sign a veteran 3-and-D guy or rim protector, which will be a win-now move. This one, I'm honestly just like happy for this guy personally. Bobby Portis is going back to the Bucks on a 4-year, $49 million deal, and the fourth year is a player option. I loved Bobby when he was here. The guy plays his ass off, and he took a 1-year, I think it was $3 million deal last year to go to Milwaukee. Like, he left a ton of money on the table to sign with a winner because he had played here in New York, and he's like, I never was a part of a winning culture. I didn't know what it was like, and he went there when there was no real path for him to play with obviously, I mean, they're a big team, right? With Middleton and Giannis and Lopez and like all those dudes. And he's like, I just want to go and be around a winner. And he signed a 1-year deal for basically no money and then signed another 1-year deal and now is finally cashing in. So good for Bobby Portis.
I talked to Mark Bartlestein a couple months ago and asked him to get in that contract. Bobby Portis has to pick up my phone calls from here on out. Do you think he ended up getting that in there?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Bartlestein, Chicago guy. We have a good relationship. And he said, I'm going to try really hard. Do you think he did?
I don't think. Try calling him. You could try calling him.
Try calling him right now.
Guess is he's very busy.
Very busy. Phone probably blowing up at the moment.
Yeah, he might hate you if you call him within 7 minutes of free agency open to try to get him on. But frankly, they're all tampering anyway. All of these deals have been negotiated for a long ass time, so maybe he's on vacation.
Yeah, dude, how about Jalen Brunson announcing basically that he was going to sign with the Knicks like 2 hours ago? You know, letting
didn't even take a meeting with the Mavericks
or the Heat, who wanted a meeting with him too. He went to the Knicks, and the Knicks have been making all these moves to clear space. How is that not tampering? Of course it is.
Of course it is. And I mean, that's the situation that you can't let happen to the Bulls.
Breaking Bulls news. The Bulls have brought back Zach LaVine on a lucrative contract.
4-3. Bam!
Don't mess with people right now.
Time shot. Zach LaVine.
Keep it here for all the details of the super
lucrative. Not a max deal. Lucrative.
That's not real.
That's not. I mean, that's real, but it didn't happen.
Jesus
that's
Christ,
not
Callahan.
Cool, man.
But we need to pull back the curtain
Come on,
a little bit.
Callahan.
Big voice guy, which is now Rick Pardee on 104.3 Jams.
Oh, that's from a few years ago.
No. This is now. We have two different bumps, lucrative and max deal.
Oh, we're very prepared around here.
Lucrative and max.
Okay.
No, the only way he's coming back is on that max.
What's the difference between the two?
Lucrative could be, you know, 5 years, $190 million. The max is 5 years, 212 or 13 million.
Could be 4 years, a bunch of compliments.
Right. Yeah. 190 million chain. That's only lucrative.
See,
okay?
4 years he could get from another place. Like, if he wants to take, what, about 35, 40 less million than he'd probably get?
8.5.
I think it's a little over 50 million. Okay. Actually, yeah, it's a lot. I think it's like 4,157 something like that.
Yeah, 157 versus 220.
212. Yeah, 212.
Yeah, something like that. So if he wants to take less than that, then he could go someplace else.
Well, what just happened to Dallas? Like, what just happened to Dallas is what you cannot allow to happen to you. If you're Arturas and Mark Eversley.
Where Jalen Brunson
goes. They just lose him for nothing.
They lost him for nothing because he decides he wants to be a Knick.
Now, you have your cap space, right? So the money is available, and Luka is obviously a super attractive guy to recruit talent to. But losing Jalen Brunson for nothing when he's worth $110 million to the Knicks on the open market, that is a huge setback for the Mavericks. And if you lost Zach LaVine, who is better than Jalen Brunson and a back-to-back mm-hmm. All-Star, and you just lose him for nothing, it'd be bad. Like my friends, so many of them, like, I've been arguing with me in the like last couple of weeks about this. They're like, LaVine's a losing player. LaVine with a max contract makes you inflexible.
I can't go all the way to losing player. You and I have talked about this a lot. I am a begrudging yes on the max contract for LaVine. And the stuff that makes me feel better about it is I heard the surgery went well. I heard the Bulls are pleased with the surgery. I don't even know if I shared that. I heard that from somebody the other day. But
you should share that on your radio show.
I should probably share that on the radio show. I've heard that the Bulls are pleased with the way that the surgery went. So that's a big, big deal. He's a great scorer. And if he comes back healthy, he's a great scorer. And the salary cap is going to go up. At some point, it's going to go up. And if they want to pay the tax and exceed it in a window, then they will. So I'm trying not to freak out for the top end. I just wish he was a two-way player. I wish he was really a willing and great defender to get paid to that level. Because we just watched the finals where everybody on the floor was a two-way player, including Steph Curry, when it counted.
Zach can play defense to the level that Steph Curry played it. Like, I think that Steph Curry's defense got a little overstated, especially because he was with Draymond and Wiggins and Klay, who are awesome defensive players. But focusing on what Zach isn't is fair when you're giving a guy a max deal. But the thing is that there are more max deals than elite top five dudes in the NBA. It's just how it works.
Right.
And you can afford it.
Like, there are guys who have max deals who are not great two-way players.
I remember when this crystallized for me when the Grizzlies gave Mike Conley a max deal and Mike Conley made more money than LeBron James. Because it's like when you sign it, you know, the cap goes up every damn year. And so the guys who signed the contracts the most recently are the guys who make the most money. And all these teams are making money hand over fist. And they produce 82 nights of television a year. And live sports are crazy valuable. And there's only 12 dudes on a roster, and there's only 5 dudes on a court, and so every team can afford a couple of max contracts. That means there's 60 guys in the league who could be maxed, and there aren't 60 max players.
Right, there aren't 60 truly great two-way players who are also max players.
Yeah, you know, so with Zach, you're like, okay, he's 27, he's a multiple-time dunk contest champion, he's in the three-point contest. I mean, the guy had a true shooting percentage of over 60% last year. With a bad wrist and a bad knee. Like Zach LaVine is an elite scorer of the basketball, and he was 12th in the NBA in scoring with all of those injuries. So, like, if you lose him for nothing, it's a disaster. There is an update in free agency. Chris Haynes is reporting that Mo Bamba is going back to the Magic.
Oh, man.
2-year, $21 million deal. So Hartenstein's off the board, and Mo Bamba is off the board.
Damn it! That was the guy I wanted. Mo Bamba, a real, legit rim protector who can also shoot from deep, just kind of had his best year. Yes, it was a contract year, so there's some question as to how much he loves it, how hard he'll work, etc. But either way, I was ready for the Bulls to give it a shot. No, he goes back to Orlando. And as you say, Hartenstein off the board as well. So we're hoping
the Knicks.
So that if Hartenstein goes to the Knicks, Mitchell Robinson is probably not going to go back to the Knicks.
Right. He's going to cost more than those contracts, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to cost more than 2 years, 16.7, which is what Hartenstein got, and more than 2 years, what was it, $21 million?
For Mo Bamba?
That I said for Mo Bamba. Like, that's probably going to be a 4 or 5 year deal, I would think. for Mitchell Robinson.
Oh, God. So Joe Ingles is another guy who's off the board. Joe Ingles is an interesting guy. Really, really good shooter coming off an injury. The tweet is from his wife, who says, sources very close to free agent Joe Ingles can confirm that he's agreed to a one-year deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. CEO of the house, Renee Ingles, is thrilled for Joe and their family. Joe himself is said to be very bucking happy.
See, that's kind of cute.
That's adorable.
I kind of like that.
The she wife scooped Shams.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
She did it. A one-year deal for Joe Ingles to go to Milwaukee.
I'll believe it when Woj says it.
That's a partnership right there.
That's lovely.
There's no prenup, and you know that.
She's got a blue check mark. She's got a blue check mark, too.
Oh, so he's maybe trying to boost her. Does she do, like, any...
She has 27,000 followers.
But does she do content, or is she just Joe Ingles' wife? Like, does she... You know what I mean? Like maybe he gave it to her to boost the social media profile because she does TikTok videos or something.
Zach Lowe follows her.
Okay.
She does some stuff. I don't know.
She does some stuff. She's out there doing things.
She's got a blue check mark and 27,000 followers.
Okay.
Well, so he gave her the scoop. That is adorable.
That's great.
I totally agree. All right. So here's my fear.
All right.
That these names, these contracts, these free agents are going to go flying off the board here, as they already have, as we're less than 16 minutes into free agency, while the Bulls are waiting on Zach LaVine to, as is his right, go through his due process.
It's a fair concern, man. I don't know what to tell you, but like they should be prepared for this. And I still expect Zach LaVine to sign this deal. You know?
Real quick, Renee Ingles plays team handball in Australia.
Does she really?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's what it is. Yeah. Right, she's an athlete.
Right. That's amazing. Yeah.
Good fact finding
love
there,
Shay. Team handball.
I do love team handball.
Violent game. Are they not signing Mo Bamba because they're waiting on Zach LaVine? I don't think so. You know what I mean? Like I think that they, with their exception, they could make a move similar to that one, but they are in a situation now where they are waiting on Zach. Because, man, if they don't get Zach, you're going to want to do some different things.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the thing. Look, you're going to have to build it differently.
You're going
to,
and it's over. Like, the Bulls are not a play. Maybe they're a playoff team without Zach LaVine. Like, maybe. Like, you know, like, if DeMar is great, and if Lonzo is healthy, and if Patrick Williams takes a leap, and if Vooch goes back to being a number two option instead of a number three option, so his efficiency improves. Like, maybe you're in the 7-10 play-in range in the Eastern Conference. God. But, like, if you lose Zach, you should be trying to tear it down again, frankly. Like, which sucks. No one will want to hear it. But that's the reality, because Vooch and DeMar are old, and the rest of your team is really young. So without Zach to kind of be the connective tissue, who's the best offensive player on the team, like entering his prime, I know some people would say DeMar was the better offensive player last year. Like you should tear it down if you lose Zach.
You know, I wonder if, you know, as Zach is having this opportunity to be courted, to feel the love, something Jalen Brunson decided not to really do. He made his choice and he went away, but it is someplace different than Dallas. But Zach has this opportunity to feel it as a guy who's never had that opportunity other than being recruited out of high school.
Right.
You know, the connection, am I crazy to make the connection with all the chaos surrounding Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and the Nets, and the sign and trade possibility of Zach LaVine from the Bulls to the Nets? Like the Bulls are one of the top four favorites to get Kevin Durant. And the only way that they're really going to do that is if Zach LaVine is included as part of a sign-and-trade. Could Zach be leaving that option open as part of his courting process while the Bulls are in possible trade talks with KD and all these other teams are in possible trade talks with KD? To me, it doesn't feel crazy to connect those dots at this moment.
It's a little hope trafficky, which is what I love about you, among many things that I love about you. I mean, because like the gambling markets know, man, and the Suns are the betting favorite to win the NBA title, and DeAndre Ayton was a favorite to be a net in the gambling markets like 3 days ago. So I think the most likely outcome here is still KD to Phoenix. Is it possible? Yes, but a lot of things we need to fall. Like Zach would need to agree to go to Brooklyn,
right?
And so he would need to work with the Bulls. And why would he do that?
Why would he do that? Maybe people that he's been dying to play with are going to coalesce in Brooklyn. Maybe. And he gets to live in New York.
The California kid wants to play for the second-rate team in New York. I don't know. It would obviously it's possible, but you would need some serious help from Zach to make that happen. And I, like I said to you earlier when we were talking about this news in the 2 o'clock hour, Kevin Durant is one of the greatest basketball players in the history of the sport. With 4 years of team control on his deal, I think it's going to be the biggest trade in NBA history. Like I think the Bulls would need to give up Zach LaVine, Patrick Williams, and multiple other assets. And is that something that Arturis and Eversley are willing to do? Maybe, maybe not. But people are like, oh, just trade Vooch and Kobe White and the Portland pick. Like they're not even picking up the phone.
I have a really well-researched article here with five of the best potential Kevin Durant trade packages from five different teams, including Phoenix, including the other favorites. The Bulls are not in here, but I want you, when we come back, to hear these trade packages. And you tell me if the Bulls could even match these trade packages for Kevin Durant as we follow everything breathlessly in free agency.
Okay.
I don't know if the Bulls can even match some of this stuff.
I want to hear the Durant hypotheticals. We'll continue to monitor NBA free agency. There's a ton of news coming fast and furious. And it certainly, if the Bulls didn't sign someone in the first 20 minutes, my guess is they're going to be slow playing this thing. And part of that will be waiting on Zach LaVine. We're going to update you until we're off the air. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Talk radio was on.
Afternoons on the Score.
I'm confident in, you know, approaching this free agency, you know, next couple of days, sitting down with our group, you know, looking at a lot of things, and June 30th, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, that's my conversation start.
Well, kind of, because about 100 deals have been signed, none by the Bulls, so maybe Arturis is actually not tampering this year.
Oh, God.
But everybody else is.
Now, is it possible that the agents are just so good.
No, it is not possible.
Shams
emptied his draft folder. He had 9 tweets ready to go at 5 o'clock.
That was craziness.
Yeah.
Boom. Bitty boom. Bitty boom.
So Woj probably just texted them all out as it turned, but whatever. So Mo Bamba off the board.
Chris Boucher now off the board, going back to Toronto.
Brother of Bobby.
A good player, Wes Grobstein wanted him on the Bears.
Yep.
Once upon a time.
Bobby Boucher?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. Once upon a time.
I would.
Yeah, texter convinced
him. What mama doesn't know doesn't hurt, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly
right. The Bears are going to keep pick number 8 and select Bobby Boucher.
Yeah. It could happen.
Mo Bamba off the board. Isaiah Hartenstein off the board. Bobby Portis back to Milwaukee. PJ Tucker gone. Nicholas Batum gone. Joe Ingles gone. Malik Monk, even somebody like Malik Monk, if you were thinking about that, is gone. He's going to Sacramento. I was intrigued by Victor Oladipo. Was I the only one? I almost brought it up for conversation and he didn't. But anyway.
They don't need him.
Nah.
I mean, it's
can
a.
Can shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've got.
They got a lot of wings.
Yeah, they do have a lot of wings.
Like backcourt guys.
If Zach leaves, I would have been happy with Victor Oladipo.
You got Caruso. Like Oladipo would be Caruso, wouldn't he?
Well, Caruso is better
in terms of, like, the defensive
end. I know.
End.
I'm looking for shooting. I'm looking for great shooters, and I need to find them someplace. How about Patty Mills? I know he's old, but he can really, really effing shoot.
Patty Mills dropped 21 in that game against the Bulls that the Nets 47-10 run.
Oh, there you go.
21 in that game.
And he was he was in the 3-point contest again. He's Australian, which is fun. Popovich loved him.
He and Liam Hendricks can hang out.
Oh man, come on now.
That's fine. I'm in on that.
You know, Patty Mills for a cheapie?
Absolutely.
Or maybe they'll just sign nobody and wait for Zach LaVine.
they are going to wait for Zach LaVine, and hopefully they will also sign somebody. I am just, because Shams is saying that Zach is going to not sign this today. He is going to take his time. I am just going to continue to rationalize and barter with myself on the air that everything's going to be fine. Because, if the Bulls lose Zach LaVine, it will be the biggest setback to the franchise since Derrick Rose's injury. Full stop.
Breaking Bulls news. Whoa. The Bulls have re-signed all-star Zach LaVine to a max contract.
4-3. Bam!
Can we fire Callahan?
Just happened right now.
No.
Yeah, Mitch just told me. Remember, he was an agent for a little while.
No.
Yeah, so Mitch got some inside info.
I don't like
Are
him.
You guys really doing this to us again? We do not tell how genuinely pissed off we were?
This is what happens on deadline day. You know that. You've been here
terrible.
For 68 years.
No, seriously. Like that's awful. I want to punch each of you in the penis.
Yeah.
Is it wrong?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't report you to HR.
You wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
God, you jamoke.
Hey, I'm not.
815 just tuned in. Could the Bulls be players for Durant? Go ahead, guys.
Oh, we haven't been talking about it. I'd be very surprised. But you have scenarios of what who put these together.
This is at SI.com, the best potential Kevin Durant trade packages since he requested a trade earlier today. And we know in NBA speak, that means he's going to get traded, right?
Well, again, I still disagree with how all of these news outlets are framing it. They're like, Kevin Durant requested a trade. Okay. The Nets said, okay, like, go work out a trade. The Nets are trading Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. So that the team agreeing to it when he has no opt-outs and 4 years of control is crazy to me, but here we are.
Yeah, I think ESPN is reporting it that way because that's the way Adrian Wojnarowski reported it. Well, so he reported it as they requested. He doesn't have the... At least he didn't go out on that limb, so I think they have to go with it.
Can I say this is semantics and just ridiculous? And that I
agree.
Okay, but I'm just saying that you want to talk about player empowerment. The Nets don't have to trade Kevin Durant for 4 years, and he asked, and they're like, "Yeah, okay,
yeah."
That's a crazy thing
because they don't want him there. If he doesn't want to be there, they're gonna go ahead and send him.
That's a crazy thing.
All right, so here's the Suns package. As suggested by SI.com, and the Suns are the favorite to get Durant, and by the way, the favorite to win the NBA title, because Durant wants to go there, apparently. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's on the list, according to Woj and Shams and Chris Haynes. Yes, sir.
DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, 2024 first-round pick, 2026 first-round pick, 2028 first-round pick, and probably some first-round pick swaps as well. Yeah. So that is two really good young players improving.
Two-way players. Young players.
Three first-round draft picks and some swaps.
I think that would be the biggest haul in NBA trade history. Which is what I expect Kevin Durant to get traded for. That is what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
But DeAndre Ayton would need to sign off on it and agree because he's a free agent.
Here is the suggestion. If the Pelicans could find a way to make a deal for Durant.
Yeah, Durant would have to want to go there, though.
Zion Williamson, Jonas Valanciunas, Devontae Graham, Garrett Temple. The Lakers' first-round pick in 2024, Milwaukee's first-round pick in 2027. You get a deal with Zion Williamson right in the middle of it. That's a pretty good thing to sell your fan base if you're Brooklyn.
But what if you give Zion Williamson the right to every old shutdown Old Country Buffet? Would he be into that, you think? Like Zion, you could take all of them over. All the buffets are yours.
The videos of him dunking make me think, like, I'm glad I've never sold a single share of Zion stock.
But still a great big fat person.
There is some of that, for sure. So you think that they could do that trade and not give up Brandon Ingram? I think that's crazy.
Well, you know, if Zion is the middle, if Zion is the star of that deal,
he would be.
You're not going to get Zion and Brandon Ingram, I don't think.
I don't know. It's Kevin Durant.
I know.
Like, are there 15 players in the history of the sport better than Kevin Durant?
I don't believe so, no. But he is 33.
He'll be 34 opening day.
Okay. And he's got it making a giant, giant pile of money. It's got its issues. The Raptors, if Kevin Durant wanted to go to Toronto. I don't know if he wants to go to Toronto, though.
No, I don't think he does.
Scottie Barnes, OG Anunoby, Gary Trent Jr., and three different first-round picks.
Not happening.
Okay. Then here's the Lakers one that is interesting and is a version of what has been discussed.
Okay.
Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
So it's Anthony Davis, obviously.
And Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
And Austin Reeves. And then two first-round picks, 2027 and 2029.
So they'd have to – they've already traded so many first-round picks that they'd have to trade 2027 and 2029.
That's the Lakers.
Okay, yeah.
Those guys are in fourth grade right now.
Yeah, honestly. A 2020 – that's a good way to do that. A 2029 first-round pick.
Assuming a one and done.
Is
an eighth grader.
Yeah, is 12 years old. You're trading for a 12-year-old to be named later.
Or a freshman in high school. They're a freshman in high school.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
An eighth grader.
How quickly can I have a kid?
I mean, have a kid quickly and make sure he's very, very tall and skilled. But, yeah, so that would be nuts. Westbrook to make the money work, obviously, and Anthony Davis to Brooklyn for Durant and Kyrie. And then one more. Here's Memphis getting Kevin Durant. You ready for this one?
I mean, that would be really fun. Because obviously they wouldn't trade Ja.
Can you imagine Durant
and Ja? Really fun.
And Ja loves him. Ja's been tweeting about him, right?
I mean, everybody loves him.
Everybody loves him.
He's Kevin Durant.
Jaren Jackson Jr., Dylan Brooks, Xavier Tillman, their own unprotected first-round picks in 2024 and 2026, plus a top four protected first that they got from Golden State in 2024. So that's three first-round picks in relatively short order, plus Jaren Jackson Jr. and Dylan Brooks as the stars.
I mean,
Bulls cannot compete with any of these.
But that one is so silly to me. Like, you don't think that Brooklyn's asking for Desmond Bane in that scenario?
Yeah, they probably are.
You know what I mean? Like, I it's Kevin Durant. How do these people think, like, oh, you know, we want to take, like, your third and your fourth and your sixth best player and some draft picks? Like, I get saying, okay, well, we won't trade Ja, but Desmond Bane was a first-round pick in 2020 and averaged 18 a game last year. And when Ja won Most Improved Player, he had the trophy shipped to Desmond Bane's house because he thought Desmond Bane should have won it. Like, if the Grizzlies are trading for Kevin Durant, they're giving up Desmond Bane. You know what I mean? You're not going to be able to hold on to all of these assets. It's just silly.
So the dream Bulls trade scenario for Kevin Durant, if they were going to do it, if they were going to find a way to make it happen, it's a sign and trade with Zach LaVine and Patrick Williams.
Yeah.
And one other player. Maybe it's Ayo Dosunmu. Maybe it's even Lonzo Ball. Maybe it's Kobe White. Whatever.
Yeah. And it's the Portland pick and like a 2027 Bulls first round pick.
And maybe a 2029 first round pick.
Exactly. So that's going to be, I mean, is that, they don't hang up the phone if you're willing to include Zach LaVine and Patrick Williams. They don't hang up the phone. That's a fourth overall pick who's a two-way guy and a back-to-back all-star. They will at least listen to you. But I think that, I don't think that is close to Phoenix's deal. And someone will say, well, why? Because LaVine's better than Bridges and Ayton. Yes, but those guys are younger. It'd be their first big payday. They're two-way players. And Phoenix has all of their first-round picks. So they could trade first-round picks in 23, 25, 27. You know what I mean? You wouldn't need to defer it as many years down the road as the Bulls would need to. But I also think it's possible that the Durant trade is going to be super complicated. That, a player of that asset caliber has never been traded before, so the Nets will need three or four teams to get involved in order for them to get what they think is appropriate compensation.
We have about 30 different free agent deals that have been signed in the first 35 minutes of NBA free agency.
And I still haven't seen millions hit my bank account. What the hell?
Not once yet. Man, there is, and the centers are few and far between. Your rim protectors, your backup for Nikola Vucevic and maybe somebody you'd play side-by-side in a too-big situation. The physicality, the rim protection. Chris Boucher is gone. Mo Bamba is gone. Isaiah Hartenstein is gone. You want Andre Drummond to rebound and protect the rim a little bit?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe.
Sure. Well, they need someone. That, you know, like they will sign a body.
It's not Tony Bradley who opted back into his deal.
No, yeah. Texter, Danny, you are crazy. He's 34 next year. Everything you said today is wrong. Okay. Well, we'll see. I want to remember that text. I almost want to take down that person's telephone number. And when Kevin Durant gets traded, you'll be like, oh, that wasn't that much. That wasn't that much. Phoenix just gave up two young studs entering their prime and three or four first round picks.
If I'm the Lakers, by the way, I'm happy to give up that draft pick in 2029.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel fine about that one because that sixth grader right now, you don't know if he's really going to be any good. It's hard to bank on a sixth grader right now.
If the Lakers get Kevin Durant,
if they find a way to get Durant and LeBron together,
I mean, I'll never want the league to fold because I love the league so much, but I would understand why 25 teams would file a grievance. They'd be like, are you, what? We were finally done with LeBron. We were finally done. They had made so many bad moves. Anthony Davis, who never plays, Russell Westbrook, who makes $47 million and doesn't play and can't shoot, and then you give him Kevin Durant. It'd be ridiculous. Oh, that's not going to happen. But it's really fun, man. The NBA, I know I really do just want to talk about NBA hypotheticals, but your sport could use something like this.
Oh, yeah.
Trade
deadlines sometimes can deliver. Last year, the trade deadline absolutely delivered. That was frantic and fun.
Yeah. It could use
free agent
like a hot stove that was actually hot and some sort of incentive
100%
to do deals when it opens.
MLB free agency should open like January 15, something like that, and have craziness leading up. There should be a frozen period. You could have some after the World Series and then a frozen month or two, and then it reopens January 15, and it's just madness when it's all announced.
And they should try to figure out a way to incentivize it to if you do a free agent deal in this period of time, you get a sandwich draft pick, or you get some sort of incentive. You get some free money towards the luxury tax or towards whatever.
International signing money.
Yeah,
although that international draft is coming.
But they should figure out a way to incentivize Bryce Harper and Manny Machado to not be on the free agent market for 100 plus days. To actually have there be a critical mass of hot stove. Because this is awesome. ESPN's doing live programming with every heavy hitter ESPN analyst on the set. Like, everyone's just refreshing their social media. Mm-hmm. There's been billions of dollars dealt given out in these deals. Social media is going crazy. Like, the NBA is owning the moment because that's what happens.
Really strong text I think you guys missed from the 630. It says, Danny, you are crazy. Everything you said today is wrong. Care to respond?
I read that text 4 minutes ago.
Yep.
Said we should save that text.
So Mitch was in here. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he was asking about his interview.
No, I appreciate you giving curious. That. I appreciate you giving that text more oxygen.
I'm sorry.
I support that.
Mitch,
I support that.
Well, yeah. Mitch.
No, I said actually I would like us to save that person's number because when Kevin Durant gets traded for 3 good players and 3 draft picks and 3 pick swaps,
yeah,
and everyone's like, it's the biggest trade in NBA draft history.
Right.
I'd like to tell that person to their face at their line of work,
yep,
that they're wrong.
Again, Mitch wanted to know how many retweets he got. I'm sorry about that.
Here's a text that I sent in. Danny, you are crazy. Everything you said today is wrong.
Whoa.
Your thoughts?
Whoa. Here's a text that I sent in. Shane, listen to the show.
I'm trying. I'm getting distracted by the brand manager.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Snippity snip.
Yeah.
Snappity Jones.
It was just a thought. All right. The Bulls aren't going to lose Zach LaVine for nothing, right? He's not going to just like...
Well, this would be disastrous.
He's not going to just like have Rich... Like, what I am worried about...
If he decides, you know what? I want to go to Portland. I want to go near my hometown and play with Damian Lillard and Jeremy Grant. We could do some magical things together.
What if Rich Paul and LeBron have a crazy way to get him to L.A.?
Yeah, if they have a Zach way.
Hey, like, listen, man. You're a Southern California kid. We're going to shed some cap space somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Do not sign a 4-year deal. Sign a short deal,
yeah,
and we will take care of you.
Don't worry about
when the NBA salary cap explodes again in 2 years.
Does it not concern you that everyone local said he's not considering anybody else, and then the foremost authority in basketball rumors and Shams says, hey, hold on, it's not happening night one. Does that not concern you?
I still don't think he's leaving $50 million on the table.
It does fit with the wanting to be wined and dined.
Exactly.
It really does fit with that, wanting to feel the love and get some offers. And when you do that, then anything could happen. Look, the scenario you just brought up, we know that Rich Paul, who is LeBron's agent and is now, of course, Zach's agent, he and LeBron did that. They did that exact thing that you're talking about, the short deal, and then re-up again when the cap jumped. So if they know that for sure, they could convince Zach to do that.
When you're talking about $180 million, is there a big difference between like $180 and $230? Is there really a big difference between that in the grand scheme of things?
In this world, the answer is yes. Like, I'm not saying, like, in our world. I'm saying in the NBA player world where, like, your salary is your currency not only to, like, buy cool stuff, but, like, bragging rights and ego. And they don't like it when guys who are worse than them make more than them.
Consider the fact that Zach LaVine is a guy who still works out in his parents' backyard. Consider that.
I don't know, man. I assume that Zach LaVine just wants to... take his time. He didn't like that he had to sign the Kings offer sheet.
He's never had
the Bulls.
He's never had this moment. He wants this moment.
Yeah. I still think it is overwhelmingly likely that Zach LaVine is a Bull.
For
a max deal when this is all said and done.
It should be said, every time Arturas has been asked, Eversley been asked, they've said, we want that. Is it going to happen? I don't know.
Right. They're going to do everything in their power to make it happen.
But they don't know.
But if Rich Paul pulls some King Maper bleep, and that's different than riding a Divvy bike to guaranteed rate, which is just King bleep, going to have a real problem with Rich Paul. And he's not going to like it. He's not going to like how angry I'm going to be on the radio. It's going to really affect him. Because I think he just bought a $40 million house with Adele.
You're looking right into the camera.
I'm going to look right into the camera, Rich. You do not want to make an enemy out of me. We answer some questions next on The Score.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just one more thing, please.
I thought you had a clock to punch.
I do. I'm leaving right now.
It's time for One Last Thing.
Were you ever able to dunk?
I just want to ask you one question.
I'm insulted by the question, yes. I don't know.
Ask any question.
I just want to ask you.
For anyone on the show.
So let me ask you a question. Is there some question about whether that was a good move or not?
I just want to ask you one question.
I mean, is that really a question? I mean, this has been a good session.
I just want to ask you one question.
Is that a real question? What you want me to say to that?
I just
want to
ask you one question.
Why you got to be so negative? How do you think about that? I don't know. Good to ask.
I just want to ask you.
Well, that's a great question.
One question.
One Last Thing with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
We like to end the show with your questions. Joe Cowley reporting that a Danilo Gallinari decision could be coming soon, and the Bulls have offered most of their mid-level exception. Another report had him choosing between Boston and Chicago. Gallinari.
Great shooter.
6'10", but a perimeter guy. Like he's not really your rim protection, but he absolutely, you know, he makes you bigger and he gives you a ton of shooting. He's a, let me just look here. He was 38% for his career as a 3-point shooter.
Had some big nights for Atlanta against the Bulls just this past year. Capable of getting hot and because he's 6'10", getting that shot off against tough defenses too.
And I should correct. I said from Southern California.
Portland.
Yeah, right. Went to school though, UCLA and
I
believe trains in LA in the off season, and Rich Paul and LeBron's ecosystem operates out of Southern California, and he chose to sign with Clutch, which they operate from there. So apologies for that. So we'll see. We got any questions today, Shane?
The only question today on this opening of NBA free agency is Zach LaVine a Chicago Bull tomorrow?
Yes. Well, no. I think he's a free agent tomorrow.
No, he's still a free agent tomorrow.
I think I think that Zach LaVine will be a Chicago Bull when this is done. I'm not going to let that happen. Like, I'm not going to let my...
What are you going to do? You going over the advocate?
I told you I'm going to look into the camera.
Dude. Your LaVine take, like, it's overwhelmingly likely, or however you've put it most recently.
Yeah.
A texter says, you know, I'm getting real 0% chance Tony La Russa is the White Sox manager vibes.
No, don't even joke about that.
Worried about COVID? No, absolutely not.
That was Shep. That was Shep.
Shep didn't think it was.
Yeah, I think he's at 0% concern. 0.0% concern about COVID.
That's Blutarski's grade point average.
Yeah, that's right. I
really hate the way this whole thing is going right now, as options are flying off the board and the Bulls are signing no one while they wait on Zach LaVine. And I find myself thinking that a dream scenario Kevin Durant trade is the only thing that makes sense about Zach.
Oh God!
And all this pause, because like, where the hell are the signings? You can still sign your mid-level exception guy. You could have grabbed your center already.
Well, they're trying Gallinari. They're prioritizing the shooting. It looks like
there's a shooter and a Euro.
I'm just saying Gallinari is size and shooting, but no rim protection. That's what that is.
Mitchell Robinson. Now that the Knicks got Hartenstein, are the Bulls going to go hard at Mitchell Robinson? Maybe so.
Doesn't Gallinari play the same exact role as Vooch?
Nah.
Like top of the key, give and go.
Vooch is honestly more of a big. Like, you know, Vooch Gallinari's 6'10".
Vooch can post up and should do it more often, frankly. And Gallinari is not that kind of guy. He'd be useful. I would smile at that briefly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big move. The concern, Zach said he was going to take his time. He said he wanted to be wined and dined, not panicking. But do you agree it'd be the biggest setback for the Bulls roster-wise since the Derek injury?
Absolutely, especially because they'd be empty. They'd be very empty all of a sudden. They wouldn't have to pay the tax.
Yeah, I don't care about the Tex.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. They would be a really mismatched roster of old and young, and it'd be very, very tough.
Be a lot of time for Dalen Terry and Malcolm Hill to be out there playing and learning.
1 second, IRS on the phone. Danny doesn't care about taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You heard it here first. Put it on the website. We're on after Cubs and Red Sox tomorrow. Chris Tannehill out in San Francisco with a huge contingent of White Sox Twitter. Hope Tanny's having fun out there. He's doing the Alcatraz tour. He's going to go to Yellowstone. He's going to live it up.
I hope he keeps it high class. Doesn't make any awkward jokes or anything like that.
Yeah, that would be a bad thing to
so
do.
So unnecessary.
Thank you to Ross Tucker. Thank you to Mitch Rosen. Thank you to... Who's our guest in the 3 o'clock hour? We had one.
Boog Shambi.
Boog Shambi. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell, Twitch chat, and video stream. Thank you to Brian Callahan for sitting in for Chris Tannehill. He made us sound better than we are.
He was good today, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was good. He was very solid.
Tanny had a really big mess up yesterday in the 4 o'clock hour.
I heard it.
I don't
it.
Know if you noticed.
Yeah, the
Brian
promo?
Callahan did not mess up today.
Did not.
Yeah, solid open today, too?
Yeah.
So you're saying this is a Wally Pipp situation?
I don't know if it's a Wally Pipp situation, but Tanny's hearing footsteps for sure.
I got to tell you, though, I did miss Dr. NBA today. I feel medically unwell in a basketball sense.
Selfish of him to take off on the opening of free agency with his doctorate.
Well, I agree.
There was a conference.
Is there a doctor in the house?
He's
no.
The only one with the extra
No, there isn't.
Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Thank you, sir. By the way, Bourbon with a Buddy, Rick Hahn. If you missed that podcast, please listen to it. It's fantastic.
Next episode, real quick, Dave Wanstead. Episode 3, Dave Wanstead.
Oh, that's hot.
It only felt right.
He likes bourbon, and he's a buddy.
That is perfect.
That's great.
For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
It was so outside. It was so bizarre. And so grotesque. That I could only laugh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.